Coming up not too long from now, just over a week, we have the circus is coming to town, to Nurstrand. It's on Saturday, July the 28th, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. And we have a member of that circus, a proud member of the circus, joining us right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Skeeter the Clown, woo, woo, with the Culpeper and Merriweather Great Combined Circus coming to the area. And he just told you when, on July the 28th, at the Agric Center in Nurstrom. Did I say it right this time?
I think you did. Woo-hoo! I think you got that, Skeeter.
Now, the shows are at 2 and 4:30 on the 28th, but the really big shoe happens at 9:30 circus morning when you, and you can come out to the Agri Center at 9:30 on the 28th and watch us raise the big top up. Big Top is a nickname for that great big circus tent. And for this season, we have a brand new red, white, and blue Big Top just for you. Hey, I'm a poet and didn't even know it. But my feet show it. They're long, fellows. Then stay for the tour afterwards, where you actually get to meet our lions and tigers and other animals and even some of our performers that you'll see on Circus Day.
You know, this interview is great. It kind of gets me prepared for the upcoming political season.
So,
yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
But, hey, wait a minute. I want to clarify something.
Sure.
I am a professional clown.
Yes. Yes, trained and doing it very well. Hey, tell us about the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus.
Well, this is the 32nd mm-hmm. edition of the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus.
Okay.
We're from Hugo, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s, we had up to 23 different Wild West shows and circuses to call Hugo, Oklahoma, home. See, I have to clarify up here because we're also playing Hugo, Minnesota next week too. And it's really fun for me because I'm originally from Grove City, Ohio. And day before yesterday, I drove through Grove City, Minnesota.
Wow.
So there's 9 Grove cities in the USA, and I've been to 7 or at least driven through 7 of them so far.
Wow. Do you ever get confused?
Hey, that's my state of being. You know, I'm always confused, and that way I know I don't know where I'm going.
Now, you've got, you're raising the Big Top, and is that Saturday, did you say? Or
that's Saturday morning, the 28th at 9:30.
Now, do you play a part in that whole raising of the Big Top?
Well, no, I'm known as their advanced clown. Mm-hmm. I'm not their novice clown. I'm not their intermediate clown. I'm their advanced clown.
Ooh.
I go ahead and I herald, the circus is coming, the circus is coming, the circus is coming. Hey, do you know the circus is coming to town?
I do.
But see, I do my job well.
I can't wait to see that thing go up. It's been, when I was a little kid in Rantoul, Illinois. I don't know if you've ever been to Rantoul, Illinois with your circus experience, but it's a place that most people would probably drive by. But watching the tent go up was just an amazing thing back then. I remember as a kid watching that and thinking, wow, that is a huge tent.
Well, we are a one-ring circus, but our tent is still pretty large.
Mm-hmm.
You will watch our guys use 16-pound sledgehammers. For boys and girls, listen, 16 pounds would be like carrying in 3 bags of sugar or flour for grandma, those little bags that you mm-hmm. get off the shelves, those medium bags type thing. And they're throwing those over their shoulder, pounding in 117 5-foot metal stakes down into the ground,
mm-hmm.
all by hands. Then they tie off the tent, and they lace the tent, and they get it ready for you on circus day. Then the individual performers go in, and they set up their riggings and props and everything to get ready for the 2 performances that day. Now, they're just not any performances. They're full 90-minute presentations
mm-hmm.
with thrills, chills, and excitement, and a couple laughs or two from our other funny clown on the show, Leo. Leo the clown is one of the very last clowns that comes out of a 2x2x2 foot car.
Mm-hmm.
And
two by two.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh, 6 foot.
Oh, man. Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty impressive.
And that's only a little bit of the contortionism you'll see on Circus Day. We have the lovely Georgia, who is 14, and she does a contortion act. She'll make her body look like 14, 17, sometimes even 27 different shapes of pretzels right before your very eyes in less than 4 minutes. And I'm, after I watch that, I'm ready to go see the chiropractor. Those are some of the young folks you'll see on Circus Day. Mm-hmm. We have 5 boys and girls between the ages of 9 and 18 performing on Circus Day. They do a number of things. One, a contortion act. Couple of them ride unicycles. Some of them help their parents on the show. And one of them work the Wheel of Destiny. This is where you go, ooh. Let's hear it one more time. Here we go. The Wheel of Destiny.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like him. He's very trainable, folks.
I'm the novice clown.
And you see, and I'm a mind reader, too, because I'm reading his mind and he's going, okay, yeah, that sounds cool, but Skeeter, what is it? I'm glad you asked. A Wheel of Destiny kind of looks like a double Ferris wheel, but the wheels are like hamster cages.
Okay.
With no ties or tethers on them, and the guys and gals will walk inside and outside of it as the whole apparatus goes around and around and around about 30 feet off the ground. But I tell you, sometimes I have to watch that between my fingers as my knees are going back and forth, too. You'll see the lovely Miss Simone with her daring trapeze act. At one time, she hangs just by her heels 25 feet above the circus ring.
Ooh.
Woo! And then she'll do what she calls the helicopter spin. She'll grab onto a pair of teeth with her own teeth, and she'll spin around and around and around really fast like a helicopter, and the trapeze is going back and forth, and all she's hanging on is with her teeth. Oh, that's another one I got to look between my fingers, too. You'll see not one, not two, but at least 8 unicycles in the big circus ring. Now, in the unicycle world, my friend, any unicycle that is 10 foot or taller is referred to as the giraffe. Mm-hmm. So in the unicycle act, you'll see unicycles from 2.5 feet tall to 2 giraffes, a 10 foot and a 12 foot.
Ooh,
and let
giraffes.
Me tell you, that's a long ways off the
that's
ground.
A long ways
nothing
off
like
the
30 or 25 feet above the ground, but that's a long way off the ground.
That's a long way down.
Hey, we're great poets today. I just love this show this morning. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the Culpeper Merriweather Circus, you can like us on our Facebook. There's also a coloring contest that you can download. You color them, kids 11 to 8, 7 and younger. They color it. They bring it to either show on Circus Day. That's July 28th for this area at the 2 or 4:30 show. They judge them while you're watching the circus and award circus prizes while you're watching.
Circus prizes.
That's
all
just
right.
A little bit of the fun. And yes, folks, we do have peanuts, popcorn, cotton candy at the circus, too. Now, you'll see Eskimo dogs performing, American Eskimo dogs. Mm-hmm. They're pure white. And in the old days, they were used, some of the first ones used, to pull the sleds in Alaska. Now, and
these
then,
are the same dogs?
Now, I think a couple
they're
years.
Grandchildren?
Yeah. It's like circus, you know, where generation upon generation upon generation. In fact, I'm glad you brought that up.
Uh-huh.
You'll see 2 third generation circus performers and 1 seventh generation circus performer. That means the 7th generation circus performer, their great, 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 great grandmothers and grandfathers might have perform some of the same thrills and skills you'll see on that day. But of course, since they're this new generation, they'll throw in a couple new things too.
Boy, it all sounds like just a fun show. I can't wait.
It is. And for 90 minutes, if you buy your tickets in advance, they're 10 for adults, children 2 to 12 are 7, 65 and up seniors are $7 too. If you wait till Circus Day at the gate, they're 13 for adults, children and seniors are 8. And you can buy those tickets at lots of places. And I believe our wonderful DJ here will read off where you can buy those tickets in advance.
In Denison, you can get them at Farmers State Bank of Denison and also Denison Depot Fireside Lounge. And in Nearstrand, you have Lake County Community Bank. We have Parkside General Store, Nearstrand Agri Center, and Nearstrand Meats.
That's wonderful. And for a full 90-minute presentation, that's less than going to a movie for sure.
Yeah.
You'll actually Circus Morning if you get to come out at 9:30. Mm-hmm. Watch us raise the big top up and be a part of the tour. You'll actually meet our lions and tigers. We have two tigers. Their name is Solomon and Delilah, and they're known as Golden Tabby Siberian Tigers. Ooh, I like how that rolls off the tongue. Golden Tabby Siberian Tigers. Now, I can see, I'm reading his mind today. This guy is very sharp this morning, guys. You should listen to him every morning. He's going, well, what's a Golden Tabby Siberian Tiger, Skeeter? Well, we're talking about tigers, so we're talking about stripes. What makes a Golden Tabby Siberian Tiger different from a Siberian Tiger is that they have two color stripes, white and gold, where the Siberian has white, gold, and black. They come from the domestic breeding program, so they're very rare, and it's really rare to get a brother and a sister that you'll see on circus day. Then don't forget Sir Francis. Sir Francis is our black mane African lion. He weighs 2 pounds less. I didn't even stutter that time. 2 pounds less than 500 pounds.
Ooh.
Well, sounds maybe like you're a good feeding quiz a question down the line. Because later on, folks, listen to your favorite radio station here, 91.1, the one. Mm-hmm. They're going to be giving away some prizes, which is called our tickets, which there's 3 grand prizes, which is for grandparents and grandchildren 2 to 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And then there's 3 family packs, which is for 2 adults and 2 children. So listen to your facts, get them straight, and don't act back, because you may win a free pass to the circus.
Yeah, we're going to be giving those away next week. So that's a very cool thing. We'd like to thank you. We'd like to thank the Denison Lions Club and Fireside Lounge with the benefit for the Nierstrand Fire Department for arranging that whole thing for you to come in today.
And it's nice to get things going in our own little hometowns once again, and to show that this is what America is about hometown, about family, friends, strength, love, kindness, and lots of entertainment.
Lots of entertainment. All right. Skeeter, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, now, at the circus, we never say goodbye. We take one hand, we raise it way up high, we wave it back and forth. See, this is radio. I have to say all this stuff.
I'm doing it, though, folks. I'm right
and
here.
And then we say, see you down the road. See you down the road, folks.
All right. We'll see you, Skeeter. That's once again, that's Skeeter from the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. Put that on your calendar. It's coming up on July the 28th. We are out of time. Jeff getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next. Wayne's on from 9 to 11 o'clock today and every weekday right here on 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. Westwood One News is next.
Syngenta Seeds in Stanton would like to invite you to the Rice County Fair in Faribault and take in all of the 4-H and FFA exhibits and shows throughout the week. Syngenta Seeds in Stanton is busy working in the fields, labs, and giving tours. That's right.